Ambassador College presents Ghana Ted Armstrong. Today, Ghana Ted Armstrong speaks out about our debt-ridden society and how to get out of debt and stay out. He also offers you a free booklet. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
Hi, this is Garner Ted Armstrong. Marriages are breaking up all over the place. Divorce has become epidemic throughout our so-called civilized Western world. And one of the principal reasons that many homes are falling apart is money. I don't mean that money is always lacking and that people break up their marriages and go their separate ways because there isn't enough money. At least generally, that isn't the cause of divorce. It's usually a matter of who spends the money, how it's spent that leads to strife. It's a matter of back and forth. He overspending the car, she overspending the housekeeping or clothing. He can't afford to take her out to dinner even once a month, and she signed up to pay off a clothes dryer before they'd finish paying for the washer. But he downs several pints at the pub before he makes it home for tea, and that costs money. They don't hand that foam over the counter free, you know. It costs money. Meantime, the children are being exposed to all his family bickering over who controls the purse, whose responsibility it is to see that they get fed. And as frequently as not, their meals are skimpy, so they eat slice after slice of cheap bread after the meal just to fill up on. It becomes a kind of a national habit in some countries to sit around the table after the evening meal and eat up a whole loaf of sliced white bread. It's about as nutritional, by the way, as eating cotton wool, or maybe the package. It would get the wax off of it. Just how should family money be spent, though? Who should spend it? And who should decide how it should be doled out? And should it be doled out? After all, it belongs to both the husband and the wife, no matter who actually earns it. Generally, the wife stays home and works hard, while the husband goes outside the home, and presumably works hard. But they both work, and the fruit of that labor should be a family consideration, not a one-man or a one-woman show. But many times the problem in a family is that money spending is not planned the way money earning is planned. Really, people go to a lot of trouble to get their money. But then, by some quirk of human nature, they seem to let it slide through their fingers, or they let themselves get talked out of deciding what they really want and need to spend it on. And before they know it, it's gone. And it will happen the same way if there are two salaries coming in. The wife sacrifices her opportunity to be at home to bring up the children in order to join the labor force and earn more money for the household. It'll go just as fast. You always live up to what you have coming in. Most people who get an increase find themselves going deeper in debt and not paying off what they presently owe. But you can plan it if you want to, so that what you have covers what you reasonably want. You can budget your money, spend it carefully, use it to feed your family a lot better, have more family projects to tighten up family links. You can use your money properly doing the things you want to do with it. And at the same time, you can end a whole lot of that family spite and frustration. As a matter of fact, when a family works together on a project, it can't help but become closer and more unified. And that's the kind of unity your family is going to need in the next few years as values continue to change and life gets even more, if that's possible, complicated. We have a free educational booklet called Managing Your Personal Finances. And you can have a complimentary copy without any obligation simply by sending for it. This book goes through some simple things you may have forgotten from the time of high school. It isn't technical, it's not difficult. It helps in food choosing, home buying, money management, all sorts of practical advice offered, and it's simple and easy to read, and not too many pages long. If you want something to really help you get out of trouble or keep from getting into it, then send for your free copy of Managing Your Personal Finances. It's put out by Ambassador College, and the public interest is a free educational service. Your free copy is waiting for you. There is absolutely no follow-up of any kind. And this, by the way, is not a scheme for us to make money by asking you to send us some of yours. It comes to you absolutely free. It's called Managing Your Personal Finances.
This broadcast has been presented by Ambassador College as a public service. The free booklet offered, Managing Your Personal Finances, is part of the worldwide program by Ambassador College of presenting vitally interesting facts on topics of public concern. Write for your free copy. The address is Ambassador College, Box 345, GPO Sydney, New South Wales. That's Box 345, GPO Sydney, and we'll send you your free copy. Listen again to Ghana Ted Armstrong, presented by the Worldwide Services of Ambassador College, Monday to Friday on this station.